Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Here's What It Takes to Write an A-plus Headline That Sells. No matter what business you're in, you need to market. That's all part of what you need to do today to have a successful business. The headline is the ticket on the meat. Use it to flag down readers who are prospects for the kind of product you are advertising, said David Ogilvy. The process of writing your headline is completely different than the process for writing any other part of your sales letter. Your headline is the single most important sentence of the whole page. It pulls more weight than other sentences and deserves a lot of special attention. Whether it's on the internet doing online marketing, whether it's offline marketing using media like television or even newspapers, you gotta have a catchy headline that's going to draw their attention. Why? Because they see that line first. When it's in an email, your header is what makes them open it up and look at it. Your headline's job is to get the reader to continue reading. It catches their attention and takes you from having just 3 seconds of attention to about 60 seconds to sell your audience. How do you write a headline that captures the hearts and the minds of your audience? Here's my easy 5-step process that works. Write 100 headlines, then choose one. Why is it important? Because your first thoughts may not be focused, but the more headlines you write, the more focused you become. Most world copywriters write 50 to 100 headlines for any given sales letter. They're tasked with writing. Often, after completing all these headlines, do they choose the one that they finally use? Each and every one of these 100 headlines is the fruit of many hours of thought and creativity. Just because you're writing a lot of them doesn't mean that less effort is put into each one. As a matter of fact, it is just the opposite. Print copywriters first invented this headline process because a test would easily cost you upwards of 5 figures. Unfortunately, people think that because this is online, it's okay to put less care into writing headlines since testing it is free. Yet, nothing could be further from the truth. You need to look at your online marketing in the same way that you would do your marketing offline. Why is that important? Because we are finding out through statistics that more and more people are doing business online. And if you want to reach your niche, your market, your customers, you've got to first hit them with a headline that will make them want to look at what you have to offer even further. Just remember, if you're talking to someone in the street and you meet them, you always need to think of that elevator speech. How can you tell them what you do in 30 seconds or less that will get them to even want to read your copy further or to ask you more questions? Whether online or offline, if you want your business to succeed, you need A-plus copy. An internal part of A-plus copy is an A-plus headline. Follow the process and your headlines will scream. Use a combination of original and swipe concepts. Here's one thing. If you're in an affiliate program, they often will come up with swipe emails for you, and they will give you a choice of headlines to use, and then you pick the one that you want. So as you can see, they're doing exactly what we're talking about. They're putting out there different headlines that will catch someone's thinking. And once you do that, what does that do? That gets them to see what you have to offer and look at it further. If you want to write great copy, having a great swipe file is essential. Inside your swipe file should be dozens of potential ideas for attention-catching headlines. So, let's look at it this way. You have 100 different headlines to use with different swipe emails that you can use. You put them in an autoresponder and you send them out regularly. But remember something. I would first send my email list people information, tips they can use, and use one sales letter to every 4 or 5 information email, because you want them to open all your emails. And one thing I find is when I keep getting nothing but sales letters, guess what? I don't even open them up. I just delete them immediately, because I find that if all people want to do is sell me, but they can't give me any information that can be useful to me, then why would I want to purchase from them? Because that shows me they don't care about me as an individual. All they care about is the amount of money that they're raking in. And we are dealing with a sophisticated marketplace today. The millennials, Generation X, they grew up using the computer. They grew up using digital media. So they understand where the fluff is and where the meat of the potatoes are. So you need to think about advertising in a way that you can get your customers and approach them in a way that makes them want to become a loyal customer to you as opposed to your competition. Talented copywriters generally write headlines using both swipe concepts and their own original ideas. Craft your headlines from both and objectively choose the best one later. There is a big difference between using swipe files and just copying someone else's headline. Swiping means using the headline for inspiration. Perhaps you like the adjectives that are used or the format of the way the words are arranged. Copying is using a headline exactly as it is written. Swiping for inspiration is good and effective. Copying out of laziness is bad. Headlines come in many formats: newsy, benefit-ridden, shocking, factual, storytelling, comparisons. By using swipe file ideas, you'll come up with headlines in formats that you may have come up with on your own. And here's something else to think about and how it plays out in today's marketplace and how you as an individual can come up with some ideas to help you grow and expand your business and do the things that can help your business expand and how to market. And we've been talking about copywriting and headlines and how to think of some things that you can do to help you expand your business long term. But we're also talking about how to be creative in your writing, in the things that will help you expand your business to where it is that you want to be. So space out the writing. Write a few headlines in the beginning when you are just starting the letter. Then write a few more as you're writing the body copy. Finally, write a few after you've completed everything else. Throughout the whole process, your mind will be working through the copy in different ways. You'll have different ideas, different stages of copywriting, a process. Use that to your advantage by taking down your best ideas at any given time throughout the whole process. Now, after you have finished writing down your headlines, read them out aloud. Read your favorite headlines aloud and see how they flow. Often, you will identify misplaced words when you hear the headline out loud. You might also be able to use a headline as a subheadline or a second part of the headline. This process is an easy way to add more juice and substance to a bland or boring headline and keep the copy flowing. Selecting the final headline. Once you've written out a wide range of headlines, let it sit for a few days. This will help savor any emotional or sever any emotional preferences you may have attached from the writing process. Then start cutting the headlines out. Remember, in the end, only one will be the winner. Generally, if you start from 100, you'll be able to get it down to 5 or 10 pretty easily. From there, the choices get a lot tougher. In the end, you have to cut out some really good headlines until you really have just the best of the best left. If you're going to a lot of traffic, you may have the luxury of being able to split test your headlines. If so, then you may be lucky enough to be able to use two instead of one headline. This is the process that many top copywriters use to write the headline. Use swipe files and originality to write your headlines. Write 50 to 100, never all at the same time. And cut them down until you have one A-plus headline left that snags your reader and pulls them into the copy that you have written. And we have been talking about how to put together some good headlines. But let's look at some copywriting examples and how they work. Why? Because you are looking for ways to build and expand your business. So, here's something to think about. You've read the theory about writing persuasive copy, but when you sit at your desk, the words don't come. You feel you can't do it. You simply can't write persuasive copy. Frustrating, isn't it? Well, let me tell you a little secret about how I learned to write. I've read piles of books with copywriting tips. Joe Sugarman, Eugene Schwartz, John Caples, Drew Eric Whitman, Robert Collier, and many more. I've learned tons from them, but I've learned even more by studying website copy. I dissected the copy and learned why some copy smells fishy and why some copy enthralls. I learned why some copy bores me and makes me click away, and why other copy pulls me in and seduces me to buy. Today, I will share some great copywriting examples from my swipe file. Whenever you get stuck with writing, return here and find the spark to start writing your own copy. Good copy starts with understanding how your product or service helps your customers. Basecamp helps you wrangle people with different roles, responsibilities, and objectives toward a common goal, finishing a project together. And here's another one. Firebox copywriters have a knack to find problems you didn't even know you had, and then offering you the perfect solution. Keeping warm is no feat when the merciless chills of winter start creeping in. You can clutch onto a smelly hot water bottle that'll be cold in less than an hour. Shuffle around in a pair of slippers. Layer on a multitude of hats and scarves. Or just give up and crawl back into bed. Now, a distinctive, more toasty solution has popped up, the Toast Heated Pillow. Snuggle and squeeze the supersized and very smiley slice, and he'll keep you nice and cozy for up to 4 hours. So here are some examples of some things that you can do to put together some good, fast copywriting. So, let's look at some more things that you can do that can help you. And maybe what we want to do is look at some copywriting for websites. Why? Because today, no matter what your business is, you need a website. You need to look at the things that will help you put together a great, great website. So, if you want to do things that can help you build the best information and sell all the things that you can use. So, let's look some further. A great headline from Stand Up to Cancer that turns a well-known phrase on its head. However, what I like most about this bus stop is that the subheading, a call to action, a feature, and a benefit in 6 words. Now that's effective minimalist copywriting. Calling all rebels. You have a cause. And what are they referring to? Cancer. These words to describe my accountants better than me with numbers. So, Well, what we're going to do is get in to some things that can truly put you exactly where you want your business to be now and the future and even down the road, and how to increase your sales. So what are we going to say here that will help you put your business in the level that you want as a copywriter? And let's look at some successful websites that have great copywriting. Your website copywriting matters a lot. In fact, it is often the biggest difference between websites that bring the company business and those that just sit there and do nothing. Which website are you? Or a better question is, which do you want to be? What'll I do for you? I'll write you exceptional website copy that makes your company stand out. And here's what to think about when it comes to your website copywriting. So, we are going to be looking at some things that could truly get you to do copywriting on your website and really make it look good. Okay, so we've been doing is writing headlines on the web. So here's some things that we're going to talk about that can help you think about some more things to help you write better copy for your website. And your headline should be descriptive. So think about it. You've seen the headline that is on Trump, that about his hair and how, whether it's his own hair or not. So here's what we want you to do. Some of the things is to avoid crappy clickbait headlines. Definitions of clickbait will vary, but I think many people will agree that what crappy clickbait is, there's this kind of garbage which appears on many news sites these days that's worse from there. But this is a form of Washington Post article. But let's take it to another level. Of what it is that we are looking for and how you can take that level and put it into where it is that you expect to be. And I would like to remind you and that we've been talking about copywriting and writing headlines. And if you would like to find out more information, there are books that you can get. There's places you can go to look for it and get it from there. So